Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 33, creating your word for the year to guide you. Happy, happy, happy new year. I hope you had lovely celebrations, seeing the last year out and seeing in this year ahead. If you joined me in the last episode, I share some ways that I love to see the new year in, things that I love to do, and I hope it gave you some ideas or focus or a reminder of your own traditions to see in the new year as a way to welcome in this year and to get in mind what you'd love to focus on and break it down step by step so that you are able to take manageable chunks to achieve the things you'd love to achieve. So yeah, I hope you had a lovely time and I hope you are feeling fresh with that energy and fresh with the refocus on this year ahead. If you're not feeling that just yet, be gentle on yourself, allow that time. This is often a time where we feel into that sense of hibernation a bit more as well. So allow the time for you to nourish and nurture yourself too. Don't forget that's so important, the self-care this time of year, to give yourself that time for you and allowing that motivation to come. But at least having your intentions and focus there, your awareness of what you'd like to achieve, allowing that space for self-care and knowing that that motivation will come and knowing that by beginning to take those steps, take that action, you will start to see the results and feel so great for taking those steps and being rewarded for seeing your intentions come into fruition. In some of the episodes coming up, we'll talk into a lot of these things more as well, talking further on our motivation and the things that help to get us there. So this episode is all about your word for the year. And again, setting a word for the year is something I have done for the last few years. It's actually part of my new year me time. Sometimes around that time, I'll just plant a seed though. I'll start to consider my word for the year. It may come easily and I may know that straight away, but if not, I've planted a seed and within a few days that seed begins to grow and that word will come to me and that word will be set for my year ahead. I think having a word for the year is such a great basis for what we'd like to achieve. So it can be good to consider your intentions and your goals and feel into a word that is going to either help you achieve that, help you stay grounded and on track, or just even keep you in such a space that is going to make it easier to achieve that. It's such a great focus for the year ahead in that it allows us to come back to our word at any time, to remember the importance of what we're focusing on for that year ahead. And your word can literally be anything. My word a couple of years ago, for example, was the word be. And it was a year that I was heading into expecting my son. I didn't know what to expect. It was completely new to me. So the word be just felt really right. It was, for me, about not putting any pressure on. It was about allowing things however they were going to be. It was about allowing me to just be however I was, however I felt, accepting the flow of life. So the word be was such an important one for me that year and really helpful to keep coming back to have an awareness of. If I found myself putting pressure on, I could come back to that word. Just be, just allow, So you can really see how having a word can be such a support, such a reminder. So if things, for example, do feel quite busy and we do put that pressure on, having a word to come back to, such as the word be, is just such a good basis and focus. It allows you to check in throughout the year and just see if you're living in alignment with the word you've set. So how do you go about setting your word for the year? Consider your intentions for the year ahead so far, anything you've already gone over of what you'd like to achieve or what intentions you have, and consider how do you want the year ahead to feel? How do you want to feel in the year ahead? What do you want to achieve? Look back over that. What are your intentions? What are your goals? What are your values? If you have already created a vision board, consider what's on your vision board and how it looks. How do you want the word to make you feel? And how can it be a good focus for you? There are a few questions to just perhaps brainstorm, journal on, see what comes to you from that. And perhaps you know straight away, perhaps even without doing that, perhaps you know a word for the year. Or perhaps you take some time brainstorming with those questions and you just know a word just comes to you that feels right. But if it doesn't, as I mentioned, don't force it. It will come. Sometimes we just need to plant that seed and the word will come to us. So it may be that you just need to give it a little more time, just have a think and allow it to come. And you can always set time aside to reassess in case it doesn't naturally come to you. So having a little bit of time there to just, again, bring that reminder back. Okay, how have the last few days been? Have I got my word for the year? What feels right? What feels right already within the few days I've already had this year? And if it helps with your word, once you have your word for the year, you can even set an affirmation to go alongside it. It may help to keep a focus, or it may be something you wish to write up as a reminder, a little affirmation or phrase. If I take the example of the word be, I could have written an affirmation potentially that is something like, I am allowing myself to just be. I am allowing the flow of life and this year to just be as it is. So you can see how an affirmation to go alongside it can be lovely to see and also be aware of, bringing your word into even more of a reality and awareness. So I hope this helps in setting a word for the year and also understanding how supportive and powerful it can be. It really is such a great focus. Such a great focus in having set the intentions and goals that we want to achieve in the year ahead. And then, as I mentioned, a great basis for that. So if at any point we are on the path of our goals, intentions, it feels a bit tricky, coming back to our word, that reminder, using that as a motivation and refocus and reset. Or perhaps things feel busy as we're on the path. And again, just keeping that focus, that reminder to move forwards. And move forwards with your word in whichever way it feels right to you, in whichever way is in alignment with your word and how you wish to see and be in the year ahead. Again, I hope it's an amazing year ahead for you and I wish you all the very best and I thank you for having joined me for this episode. Feel free to share with me your word for the year. I'd love to hear how you found this episode, how you found it creating a word for the year, and how that word is supporting you in this year ahead. Have a great week, and I will catch up with you soon.